Okay, today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2011. This is Peggy Van Skoik, and I am here today with Chris Carmichael from the Page Walker. And also, we're in the home of Ms. Isabel Stevens, who has lived in Cary most of her life. So we're here to hear all about her life here in Cary and what she can tell us. So, here we go. Right there. Okay. So, were you born in Cary?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I came when I was 12 years old.
You're 12, okay.
And I was here until I was 27. Married and moved to Franklinton, but we were back home every weekend. And then in 1967, we moved back to Cary and been in this house ever since.
Wow. You've seen a lot of changes then in the
Many, many changes. There were plenty of changes in the, I guess, 11 or 12 years that I was away, but I was seeing it every weekend, so it wasn't a surprise that Cary had grown from about 600, I think, when I left Cary, went to the big city of 1100, and came back to a much larger Cary.
It did some growing in
Did
those
some growing,
years.
yes.
Yeah. Now, where did you go to school?
I graduated from Cary High School and went to Meredith College and
Wonderful.
did graduate work at UNCG and UNC Chapel Hill.
Oh, fantastic. So you.
So they call me 35 mile radius. My life has mainly been within this little area.
What year did you graduate from Cary High?
In 1942.
1942.
Okay. What can you remember about when you were at Cary High School?
Well, we were going into the building that has just opened. It was a new building when we started high school, and we were so thrilled to have a brand spanking new building. We went in the first day of January.
Here we go.
That had to go off.
So you went in the 1st of January of
1941, I think it was.
Okay. Yeah. So and so you were in the 10th grade
I was in the
or 11th.
9th grade. We didn't have but 11 grades
That's
in
right.
Cary. You had to go to Raleigh. And a lot of people came from Raleigh who probably were not very good students and graduated from Cary without having the 12th grade. But they put the grade in the 8th grade, so of course the classes were the same.
Oh, I see.
The classes were the same. But we just spent, the 8th grade was the new grade that was added to make 12 grades.
Oh, I see. So did they bring students in from Raleigh because the school was bigger here in Cary now?
They had to drive, well, they bus people from the fairgrounds to Cary. But if you lived within Raleigh, you had to get your own way here. And we might have gotten some good students, I don't know, but most of them appeared to me not to be in the accelerated classes. They were, I think, just trying to graduate without really getting all that they were supposed to have.
Do you feel that those students pulled down the rest of the classes and
No, because there weren't that many.
Oh, good.
And a lot of them came, well, the fairgrounds is close to Raleigh, but they were not included in the and it so it was not too many that were past the fairgrounds.
Okay. So they were right on the border of Cary and Raleigh,
Mm-hmm.
and they're coming in. Wow. So you went all the way from first grade through 11?
No, I went from grade to 11.
You didn't get here till you were 12 years old.
I lived in a little town called Candor, Candor.
Mm-hmm.
The peach, at that time, the peach capital of North Carolina. And we went the other week and couldn't find a single peach in the county. We had to go to the next county in order to get some peaches.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that they had no peaches. We saw some trees, but we didn't see any peaches.
Things have changed.
Yeah. Things have changed, yes.
So once you graduated from high school, then you went right on?
I went right into Meredith. As a 16-year-old. And
wow.
Graduated in 1946.
So what do you remember about your years at Meredith?
It was during the war.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was limited, food and everything. And we didn't suffer too much for lack of things, but I remember that sugar was rationed, and that's the only thing that I know that I missed was that sugar was rationed. That meant I couldn't make candy, and mm-hmm. I didn't like to bake, so I didn't make any cakes, but I did like to make candy.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your relatives in the war or friends?
My husband went in at the end of the last year, and some of my classmates, there was a man that graduated with us in 1942, and he received his diploma early because he went into service. And there were right many older, I'll call them boys, older boys that stayed in school, and I think they just mainly played ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think anybody 21 years old was that dumb that it took them 8 years to get out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So were they avoiding going into the service?
No, they weren't. They just were just playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call any of the names
Okay.
You would know them if I were to call the names.
Some of the things that I've read about Carrie is that during the war, folks did have victory gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that they used the Carrie High School home ec department for canning and so forth. Do you recall any of that?
Yes, I do. It was back at a little building back of the what remains of old Carrie High School, a little building, and it may still be there and used for something. It was a little brick building, and everybody went there to can, and I remember my mom going, and I don't know what they did with the canned goods. I don't know whether we ate it or whether it was for other people. I just do not remember whether we ate it, because she canned before they opened the cannery. And
did you have fruit trees and a victory garden in your own yard?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. We had apple and peaches and pears tree and a small garden, probably about the space of where this room is sitting to the street. Our garden was not, you know, it was just back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The lot was a little bit bigger than the lots here are, mm-hmm. but about 150 feet back. And
that's a pretty good size.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I guess it was 100, or it might have been 150, 25 square. It was a square lot, I know that.
What all did you grow in the garden itself?
Green beans and garden peas and corn and potatoes, tomatoes, peppers. Just any plant that is normal, broccoli and I can't think of the other things, mm-hmm. but and just about everybody had a chicken or two.
So where was your house when you first moved to Cary, or where did you live?
On Walker Street.
On Walker Street.
My house is still there. I can't remember the number because the number has changed since. And I think it was in the 400s in the beginning. And now I think it's 300 and something. But most of the houses are gone that were there. The ones that are standing were there when I was a child. The stucco house on the corner,
mm-hmm.
and our house, a little brick house, and then another little, can't remember whether it was brick or wood, on down.
What did your father do?
He was a chemist with the Department of Department of Agriculture.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
He graduated in pharmacy from Carolina, and they didn't have but one pharmacy to a place, so he did whatever he could and finally got a job in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a number of years he commuted, and then he said he just couldn't do that anymore. We just had to move. So that's when we came to Cary in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your father's name?
Bernie Britt.
Okay. With two T's?
Two T's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mama had been a teacher, but they didn't let married women teach unless they had enough pull with the county office or whatever to keep teaching. And of course she had the two of us, my brother and me, so when she got ready to go back teaching, she couldn't. They didn't want anybody married and somebody that had not been in the system before.
Times have changed, haven't they?
Yes, they really have.
So what did you major in at Meredith?
I majored in home economics and science. I hated every minute of home economics. But my father made me.
Well, then you went on and did graduate work at UNC?
Women's College,
mm-hmm.
and UNC.
Okay. And did you continue to major in home economics?
Or?
No.
Only the required courses. I finished up my degrees in the sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a science minor. But I then had a major in chemistry was my preferred science to teach, but I taught all in two schools, all the sciences. But when I came to Cary, I was the first full time chemistry teacher.
Were you? Oh, that's
and, funny. Everybody else had had to teach chemistry and biology and maybe another science, because I had always taught physics and chemistry and biology.
So now, where all did you teach?
Started out in Johnston County at Cleveland School. Married and went to Franklinton. And then back to Cary.
Did you teach at Cary High School then? When you returned to Cary, did you teach?
When I returned, I taught at Cary High School.
Okay, so it would be the high school on Walnut Street.
On Walnut Street, mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was in... You came back in 1967?
Came back in 67. I started teaching in the fall of 68.
Okay.
And was... I retired in the fall of 88. My husband was sick. I left him with a fever of 106 to go and put in a new set of directions because I had planned lab for that day, and left him with a fever of 106. And something told me, your job's at home. This is not right. So that afternoon, I turned in my resignation and said I would teach until they got someone to take my place. And fortunately, a man from the north happened to come in a day or two later applying for a job. And the superintendent said, well, the chemistry teacher at Cary High School has resigned, and I guess you're the one. So he took my place. He didn't stay. I think he finished out the year, but I'm not positive. But he...
Did your husband pull through?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He pulled through.
Oh, good.
And that was 88, I think. I think said it was 88 or 89. I think it was 88. And he lived until 98.
Oh,
January of 98.
Okay, good.
But he was had severe rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. And he had a total knee replacement. And staff was raging at Rex. There were, I think, six people the day he had his knee replaced. And all six of them had the resistant staph infection that day. And of course, he never got over it, but he did live. But the last 4 years of his life was very, very rough.
That's hard.
And what was his name?
He was Tommy. T-O-M-M-I-E, Norris Stevens. He was a native of Cary.
He was native as well?
Mm-hmm.
And now what did he do?
He was a teacher also.
Okay.
And he went to work with the Department of Public Instruction. It was called Introduction to Vocations. He and June Atkinson worked together. And we were just so delighted when she became state superintendent. Yeah.
So what other teachers do you remember working with at Cary High School?
Lula Jane Smith.
Ms. Smith, a Spanish teacher?
The Spanish teacher.
Mm-hmm. Such a delight.
Good man, that. Marjorie O'Keefe. Peggy Thomas, Charlotte Lewis, some of them have changed their names, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Susan was so noticed when she, but she has another name now, and I'll have to think of it, because she's certainly not Susan so noticed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of so many that are dead.
Mm-hmm. Who was the principal?
John Stevens, STEVENS.
No relation.
And the last 2 years was and I'll think of his name shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll think of some of the other people that were teaching. Miss Crook was in English. And I have to think of them. I don't know why I didn't ask you what you some of the questions you would be asking, and I could have.
That's okay. my goodness. So, can you remember any events that were going on in town? What about the Cary Centennial in 1971?
Oh, that was a big to-do.
Was
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What can you remember about that?
I remember that we sold ourselves costumes,
mm-hmm.
and that we rode on a float in the parade, and I think we had something on our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never have been able to stand a hat. So I was very unhappy with my whatever I had on my head. But it was fun.
It kind of went on and on all year, didn't it?
Yes.
That's fun.
And we had a big parade one day, and that was the day we were dressed up in costume. But it was a whole year celebration.
Well, working at the Page Walker, I always want to know if you remember anything about the old Walker Hotel, as it was called, or I know it was in pretty sad shape over the years, but do you recall anything in particular about the Page Walker?
Well, there was somebody in school who lived there, but it was in bad repair then, before Bob Strother restored it. And, of course, Bob grew up, he was below me in school, but I knew him well and enjoyed watching his restoration, seeing that course, that was after we came back to Cary. And the Wilkerson house, I love to go there because my high school biology teacher, the Rude house, Ms. Rude was our biology teacher. And I babysat for her children once in a while. I love babysitting. All the babies in Cary I thought were mine. I didn't take any money for babysitting.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. No, I would pay them.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't pay them, but I mean, yeah. I would have to babysit.
Wow. They must have loved you.
Well, I love them.
Oh, that's great. So do you have any children?
No, never had any children. I say yes, I have thousands.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Thousands, but birth to none.
So when you started teaching at Cary High School, it had been desegregated by the time you came back to town.
Yes.
The town had been desegregated. Mm-hmm. So what was it like to start teaching black students?
It did not bother me at all. Mm-hmm. I had, in Cary, I guess maybe it was a different class of black people. But I always wondered why the blacks were not in school. And I, Mama, why does so-and-so that I played with, why can't she go to school with me? And Mama said, well, that's just the rule. She didn't explain it in any way. And so I didn't know why. And then, of course, when we came to Cary, I still wondered why the black girl that babysat us once in a while, mm-hmm. not that we really needed a babysitter, but they could not leave us. Oh, back then, you did not leave mm-hmm. any age alone. And I could not understand why she didn't go to school with me. She was a senior, and I was in the eighth grade, and my brother was in the fourth. Mm-hmm. But I could not understand segregation. Of course, I did finally not understand it, but knew,
mm-hmm.
knew what it was.
So did it seem like the black students were having a hard time, or they were struggling? This was a whole new environment for them coming into a white school.
In Franklinton, I had just a few blacks that it, we had a city system, and they did not want to be integrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They did not want to be integrated. And, but a few came, and they were very unhappy. And the Ku Klux Klan came one day, and they went into my lab, and I was scared to death.
Mm.
The principal was hiding in the where the projectors were.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had a closet or a chemistry closet. I was ready to hide in there. And I've never been as scared in my life as I was seeing them and come into my lab. I was scared to death.
What did they do?
They had some guns, I think.
Oh, wow.
And we closed school. It happened to be teacher work day. I think, because I don't remember any children being there.
Wow.
But I know that I hid in the where the chemicals were, and they were in the lab, not the classroom.
So they were just wandering around the school?
I guess they were wandering around. And say I was hidden, and the principal was hidden in the...
And that was in Franklinton?
Franklinton.
Wow. I wonder what they would have done if they had found any black students in the school or black
teachers. I
don't
know what they would have done, but I did not... I mean, I could not understand it. I could not understand it.
Were they in the white robes with the hoods and everything?
Some were. Mm. And they were from other places as well. Mm. That was a city system. Mm-hmm. So it was, they didn't have the problem that they might have had it been in with the county like it is now. I think they chose that smaller section. And they came from different parts of North Carolina.
That's scary.
Wow.
My Indian, North Carolina Indian, student was very frightened also. Mm-hmm. She happened to be with me. Of course, I probably frightened her, but no, she knew more about Ku Klux Klan than I did. Mm.
Was she hiding with you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's scary.
Well, that's the only time I have ever been that frightened in my life of people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been frightened of weather, and other things, but not of people. And I guess I'll remember seeing those Ku Klux Klan coming in as long as I have any mind at all.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
But I don't think anything like that went on in Cary. I did not hear about it, if it did. And I'm sure, the people in Cary were asking me about it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I really don't think Cary had a problem. And we probably would not have had we been in with the county. Because we were the only school in Franklin County
that was a city school?
Mm-hmm, was a city school.
I see. That makes sense. So, by the time you came back to Cary High School as a teacher, did you start to see some black teachers coming into the school as well?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, yes.
Did they have a hard time, or do you know?
I don't really know. I was close friends with them, but I don't really know whether they had a hard time or not, because they knew that I was not, they knew I was not against them. Mm-hmm. And the black business teacher, a man. I had eaten with he and another black teacher. I just went and sat down with them and asked if I could eat at their table. I did not know the white teachers, and I just thought, I don't mind asking them mm-hmm. if I can eat with them. And
did any of the white teachers say anything to you about doing that?
No, nobody said anything to me about it. And eventually, we were all eating together. But it was a calmer in care than it was in Franklinton, because there were no, as far as I know, no police action in Cary. We had a little disturbance on the playground, but I was not afraid. But after I'd been what I had been through in Franklinton, this didn't seem like getting upset over. Didn't have any guns.
Yeah, big difference.
When students would get into something, that's one thing. But when adults start, I never really got to the place that I was comfortable with people coming into the school.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw a whole lot of parents, I tensed up because it all would come back to me about what we had gone through in Franklinton.
The town's recently purchased the what was the old Cary Theater, and on right there on Chatham. Do you have any recollections of that old theater?
I remember going to the movie there. But I can't tell you the years.
Do you think it was when you were in high school here before you left town?
I think it was as an adult, I think. Because I commuted to my schools in Johnston County.
Oh my.
I rode with the principal.
Mm-hmm.
He lived across the street from us. So I rode with him, and so I lived in Cary we lived in Cary and taught in Johnston County.
Wow.
It was a nice little commute, don't it? But you had time to get your thoughts together on the way down and to get your thoughts back on an adult level on the way home. So I didn't mind the commuting at all.
So do you remember any movies that you saw in that theater, or how big it was, or did they sell candy?
They sold candy.
They did.
And I have racked my brain to think of the movies that I saw there, but I can't.
Was there a marquee out front?
I remember.
The Cary or anything on it?
Not that I remember. Mm-hmm. It looked, in my mind, it looks like it did then.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any pictures that I can find of that era. My husband's hobby was photography.
Oh my.
Oh, really?
But I do not know where any of his pictures are. They're in the basement somewhere. They're not up here. And I know his equipment is in the basement. But I can't go, have been forbidden to go down there unless somebody's here with me.
Sure.
And I didn't care that much about photography. I didn't care that much about pictures. What did I care about? People.
Sure.
I cared about the people. But it didn't matter to me whether I had a picture of them, because I had a picture in my mind and in my heart.
So you go to church with Gail?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
And where do you folks worship?
In Cary, at First Methodist Church.
Oh, okay.
My parents were Presbyterians, but there was no Presbyterian church. The Presbyterian church up here was chartered the month that I got married, I think. And so they left the Methodist Church and went join the church here then. Of course, Daddy never moved his membership, but he went to the Methodist Church and supported it like it was his church.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know that nobody ever looked up any membership. And I got elected to go to a conference. And I said, I can't go. Well, why? It's in the summer. I said, I am not a member. Oh.
So do you still go to First Methodist?
But I am a member.
You are a member. Okay, so you never joined the new Presbyterian?
I never joined the Presbyterian church except when I was 10 years old.
Mm.
And the Methodist church in Franklinton got my membership from Candor. So the Lord was looking after me on that score. I didn't think so at the time, but my in-laws could not say that I made a Methodist out of their son.
So he was a Presbyterian?
No, he was a Congregational Christian.
Oh, okay.
And we joined the Methodist Church in Franklinton. In fact, I taught the girls' Sunday school class this second Sunday after I was married. The superintendent came by on Saturday and said, Isabel, would you please teach the girls' class? I said, well, yes, if you have some literature. He said, well, I do happen to have a book with me, but I missed one Sunday teaching Sunday school. Married on Saturday, and I missed Sunday.
That makes sense.
Mm.
Oh, gosh.
So I just picked up and taught Sunday school until the 80s, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, teaching is clearly in your blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, all my aunts were teachers, my mama and my aunts, and great ones, and I don't know that either grandmother taught, but
that's great.
My mother's mother may have, but that was too many years. My mother was number 10 of 14.
Oh, my.
There were 10 teachers in the family.
Wow. Wow. And they all managed to get an education, and that's phenomenal.
I don't know how. I do not know how they educated that many children.
Boy, that's an accomplishment.
Well, I guess it really is. I just cannot imagine.
No. That's great.
She had nieces and nephews her age.
Wow.
Your in-laws, what did they do? They lived here in
Carrie. My husband's father was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And his farm is where Waverly Place is now. That was his farm.
Oh, really? Oh. And your husband wasn't interested in taking over the land and continuing to farm it?
He had, I don't know when he sold it. I think it was 1950 maybe. And he moved out to Swift Creek, where that little tiny shopping center is. He moved out there and had a small garden, maybe as big as this room. I think his house is still standing. The corner of Jones Franklin Road.
Mm.
The one near Walnut Street, that end of it.
Wow.
But there's a service station and a little store-like thing on the corner where he lived, or where they lived.
So you just had one brother?
One brother.
Mm-hmm. Younger brother?
Younger brother.
Okay, did your husband have a lot of siblings?
He had two older brothers and an older sister. And his niece and my brother were in the same grade.
Oh.
So I knew his niece, but I thought they were brother and sister because she was in the same grade as my brother. So I just thought that she, they had the same name. And I thought they were brother and sister, but they were uncle and aunt. And niece.
Oh my.
So you met your husband
in the eighth grade.
In the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. High school sweethearts.
No.
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 No. Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No. He asked me to go to the junior senior with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that I would go with him if somebody else didn't ask me.
Did somebody else ask you?
No.
So you did go with him to the...
No.
Oh, you did?
No.
That's too funny. So when did you start dating?
We started dating when we were 26 years old.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Dated 2 years.
So how did you meet up again?
He called me. I think I saw him somewhere in a store, and he had just bought this lady an engagement ring. And he was with some other people from that I knew, and he showed me the ring for that girl. And I didn't get invited to the wedding. Of course, there wasn't a wedding. And I guess it was a couple of years later he called me and asked if he could come see me. And I said, well, yes. And so he came and we started dating and dated for 2 years.
Do you know what happened with his relationship with the other woman?
I almost know that she used him to get back at the man she married.
She was trying to make her real intended jealous.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because I know that she loved the man she married dearly, and he died young, and she never married anybody else. So I mean, as the years have gone on, I know that she was using him.
Mm. That must have hurt him.
It must have. He never mentioned it. And as I say, she gave a party for me when we were married.
She did.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
She surely did.
Wow.
And we did things, as a group. There were a lot of them that married the same year we did. Not a lot, but several of his friends married the same year we did, or the same year she did. And so, you know, we were good friends. She was happy with her when she married, very happy with him. And, of course, I was not a part of their breakup or anything. And, I didn't feel any jealousy towards her by her being getting a ring from him first.
Was there anything you can recall about some of the big events in Cary? I know there used to be a big Fireman's Day parade. Do you remember any of those, or Cary Band Day, or any of those kind of sort of town-wide events?
Yes, but I cannot tell you anything about them, except I just went, and I remember the big parade. Mm-hmm. And we had the Alpha chapter of the Gourd Society America.
Mm-hmm. Were you a member of the Gourd Society?
I wasn't, but my mother was.
Oh, she was. Oh, that's great.
And
did she make a lot of things with gourds?
She made a lot of things with gourds.
Do you still have any of them?
Somewhere I have one or two.
Oh, wonderful.
Of the things. And, of course, Ms. Wilkerson, who started the club, daughter was my biology teacher, and her younger sister taught art, and so I had two of her, and I loved to go over. It was back of the Page Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Their house was, and I loved to go over there. The house either was never painted or it needed painting, but I can't remember which, whether it was never painted or that it needed painting. But I loved to go over there and visit with Ms. Wilkerson and hear about all the things that happened in the early days of Cary, and not that I can remember, but. And then the younger, the art teacher, we loved to go over there, and that was one of the things we did. We visited Jane, and we visited the chemistry and biology teacher that lived in the teacherage.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't go anywhere. Nobody had any transportation, so we'd go where we could walk, and we loved to go to Mr. Reddish's at the teacherage, and
Mr. Reddish.
Uh-huh.
He was the chemistry teacher.
He was the Paul Reddish. He was the chemistry teacher, and I guess he might have taught. Biology, but I know that he was my chemistry and physics teacher.
What do you remember about the teacherage?
Yes, Mr. Reddish lived at the teacherage, and we went there, and Jane Smith lived in the teacherage when she first came to Cary. If I'm not mistaken, well, I guess while their house was being built. And I remember that two of our teachers got married, and we were real excited about that. One of the coaches married the typing teacher. You know, we just called them whatever subject they taught. We called them that kind of teacher. The chemistry teacher was house we visited, and the typing teacher married the coach.
Do you remember anything about the Dunhams?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I dearly love them. Mm-hmm. My husband, of course, had Dad Dunham.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Dunham I did not have because I was not in Cary when she was teaching. But as an adult, I used to ride with her when she would give talks, and just thoroughly. And we went to the music series together, and I think I enjoyed being her daughter a whole lot more than her daughter enjoyed being her daughter. Mm. They were really great, great people. And Dad Dunham had the driest sense of humor. I love both of them. I just felt like I had another set of parents.
Mm. Now, Miss Rachel, was she always interested in plants and flowers and things?
All the time I remember her. I mean, as far back as I remember.
Did you know Elva Templeton?
Oh, yes, indeed I did.
And Esther Ivy?
Yes.
Oh, what do you remember about them?
Well, I taught with Elva for 8 years.
You did?
We rode to school together.
Okay.
She taught first grade, and I taught high school sciences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so was this when you were at Cary High School?
No, in Johnston County.
In Johnston County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think Elva taught at Cary at all.
Yeah, I think
I don't remember where she taught. Mm-hmm. But I love to go to her house, and I love to talk to Mrs. Templeton. Mm. And she riding that horse, pony, or whatever it was. Yes, she was a dear lady.
Mm. And what about Esther Ivy?
Esther Ivy, oh yes.
You remember her as well?
Yes. Yeah. I've spent many an hour at her house, and she was one of my mother's dear friends, and I remember her mother not well, but I remember her when I was a child. But I love Miss Esther. And I love the Henry Adams, Miss Henry Adams. I loved her dearly.
Now, the drugstore, did it always have a soda fountain on it, or was that added by the Ashworths?
No. That was the place to eat before. Adams started and Ashworth continued.
Oh, okay.
So was Adams Drugstore the hangout for the high school kids?
Oh, yes.
It was? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So after school, all the kids would go down to Adams Drugstore and hang out?
And if you had your nickel, you could get something to drink, or if it was less than that you had, you could get a piece of candy or something. Mm-hmm. You know? But it was the hangout. Ralph just continued what Henry Adams allowed to be.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't have a jukebox or anything, did they?
No.
Mm-hmm. No music.
No, you just had your nickel that you could get something with, or dime when you were lucky. A little bit luckier, you had a dime to spend instead of a nickel. And you could get a cone of ice cream for a nickel, or a drink for a nickel.
And getting a Coca-Cola was a treat in those days, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Kids just don't understand that today.
Mm-mm. And still, it is different for me. Mm-hmm. It's their drinks, their Coke still tastes a whole lot better than pouring it out of a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And their ice cream is a whole lot better dipped than that package that I can get at the store that may cost a lot more. Their ice cream is better than any high-priced ice cream. Or that it, to me, it is better because of the memories of it.
Oh, yeah.
So you still go to Ashworth Drugstore and get lunch or some ice cream?
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And get my medicine.
Oh, that's so great. Wow.
I taught both the Ashworth boys chemistry.
Do any of your former students ever come to see you, or have they stayed in touch?
I see some of them at church every Sunday. I am in meetings with some of them, and once in a while somebody comes by, not as often as they used to, but I have one student that visits once a month.
Aww.
He visits older people.
Sweet.
And he has this route that he makes. He was here a couple of weeks ago, so I'll see him in a week or two from now. But he'll come by. He makes his rounds, seeing if there's anything he can do to help. Or,
well, how sweet of him.
It is very sweet of him.
Well, we don't want to wear you out, but no, was there anything else you wanted to talk about or share with us?
I don't know what to talk about.
Well, we plumbed the depths of just about.
So, well, this has just been wonderful, and you gave us all kinds of details and information that we probably didn't
have
before.
Well, I don't know if that's anything worth anything or not, and I'm not sure. I have tried to think.
Oh, you've been fine. My heavens, you've got pages.
Pages of notes and things. So it was just delightful to meet you, and we appreciate your sharing your memories.
Well, I'm delighted to meet both of you.
So this has just been wonderful, and this will certainly add to our knowledge about Carrie
Well, there's so many that know so much more about it than I do that.
Well, you know a lot.
Yeah.
You know a lot. So you must have been excited to see the old Cary school turned into an art center.
Yes, I was delighted.
What do you think of the new art center? Did you go over the
weekend? I'm not walking well enough.
Oh, okay.
But as soon as this knee is operated on and I'm walking, that's the first place I'm going to go that I will be walking for a while. I don't feel like that. I'm so afraid something is going to happen before I get the surgery.
So, well, it's something to see. So you're in for a treat. They did a beautiful job.
Everybody has said it was, and one of my former students came by and said, "I will take you." And I said, "Well, honey, I can't walk well enough." Now I could push I use that.
Yeah.
But I walk with a cane, and I don't want to buy anything because I am trying to make up my mind to get this surgery scheduled and get it over with.
So you're going to have a full knee replacement?
It'll be full, I'm sure, because I needed surgery 12 years ago.
They're doing wonderful things these days.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll help you.
So I know that I need to have it done, and I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
Right.
Yeah. I want to push this one. I'm thankful to push right. this one, but I don't want to be sitting in it.
Yeah.
And being pushed.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for all of your memories. We really appreciate it.
My quarter here. Okay.